and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the first week of Advent, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Come to the Mountain.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, Behold our God to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. The commentaries let us know that the mountain referenced is a real place in the Middle East, noted by Isaiah and later familiar to Jesus. But I would like to pick up on the fact that the mountain is also a moment of reality between ourselves and God, the moment we look forward to, the city of the living God, a place for those of us who turn to God in hope. As the veil of our sinfulness and separation is removed, I see us enjoying a great, almost undefined, everlasting life which no struggle can extinguish. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. The people of Isaiah's day, heard his warnings about what needs to change, and did they want to reach that holy mountain? And were they, and are we, willing to change our lives from sinfulness to hope and glory? But we all need to realize that our only hope is in God, looking up to the holy mountain for help and relief. Today, we experience situations of war, violence, and power struggles, veils of sin. But it has been promised that in good time, God, who does not want us there, will wipe away the tears from all faces with one hand and pass out good, rich food and choice wines with the other. No one will be left out, because it has been said that God will provide for all peoples. Those of us who go to bed in warmth and comfort, having had satisfactory meals and enjoyed the safety and security of a home, have a hard time imagining what it must be like for the prisoners of war, the hostages, the mothers with empty arms. The weaknesses of humanity that include such painful divisions due to differences will no longer be crushing men, women, families, villages, countries. There will come a better time. For our God will be busy showing love and kindness and all sorts of relief. We all look forward to this no matter what our suffering and painful divisions are. For our mountain will be a point of foreverness and satisfaction such that we have never had before. We will say, Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us.